In October, Pharnex reported positive results for a phase 3 trial in humans of one of its drug combinations. The compound is PXT-3003, a treatment for a neurodegenerative condition called Charcot-Marie Tooth Disease, CMT, a rare disorder for which no cure has been found. The primary cause of CMT is duplication of a single gene, but a whole cascade of bad things ensues downstream from that mutation. Schwann cells, which protect nerves, regress into stem cells that don't do their job. Axons in the nerves begin to die off. Muscles can't be controlled, and they shrink as a consequence. According to Pharnex, its phase 3 results, which have not yet been peer-reviewed, showed CMT not merely stabilizing under PXT-3003, but also being reversed as cells began regenerating. Previous treatments, Cohen says, had managed only to slow patients' decline. Under PXT-3003, patients showed statistically significant improvement on two measures of disability. Based on those results, in February, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration granted Pharnex fast-track status for that therapy, an accelerated review process awarded only when the agency thinks a drug demonstrates superior effectiveness in treating a serious disease. It is, to be sure, only one hopeful step against one rare ailment. Still, technology has shortened Pharnex's path in ways with promising long-term implications, shaving years off the drug design timeline. Preclinical testing and clinical trials generally take 8 to 10 years, and developing a novel drug completely from scratch can add 7 years to the process, sometimes much more. In the case of PXT-3003, in contrast, AI helped Pharnex select 3 existing drugs to repurpose: baclofen, a muscle relaxant, naltrexone, used to treat opioid dependence, and sorbitol, a glucose reduction used as a laxative. Because the drugs were already in use, Pharnex could skip the phase 1 trials normally required to ensure their safety and eliminate the build-from-scratch stage. FDA fast-tracking increases the odds that PXT-3003 could be on the market as soon as 2020, and it's only one of Pharnex's many projects. The company will soon begin a second phase 2 trial of a drug with indications for Alzheimer's and a first phase 2 trial for an ALS therapy, in both cases using a similar repurposed combination. Just as important, if these experiments succeed, copycats with deeper pockets could follow suit. Kathleen Sebelius, a Secretary of Health and Human Services in the Obama administration, who is now a consultant and board member for several healthcare companies, sees the efforts as part of a growing trend to repurpose. That all leads to the possibility of a lot shorter investment cycle and potentially a very different pricing point, and lots of possibilities for rare diseases where there just hasn't been enough of a financial incentive, she says. And that has lots of appeal. Eric Kandel of the Kavli Institute for Brain Science at Columbia University, a winner of the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine, who is an advisor to Pharnex, says that the startup is at the leading edge of the trend, calling its methodology both original and powerful. As for whether that approach will catch on widely, Kandel adds, "We should know soon."